What's that, the 18th time watching the film Up? Probably this week. If ever we're having a little bit of quiet time, there is only one movie in the mind of my little boy, and that is Up. In fact, he says, film, film. And he's only thinking of this film. If I put anything else on, he has to watch Up above everything else. And now it's finished again. What is it? When you're young, you can just watch this stuff again and again and again and again and again, and it never gets boring. Is it because you're learning so much that your perceptions are changing so much, and every time you watch the film, you're getting something more out of it? Or there's just so much information on that screen for a young, ripe mind that you can watch it again and again and again and again and get something more out of it. I remember when I was young and my granddad worked at the Odeon in Coventry, I had a pass that enabled me to go to the cinema as many times as I wanted to. And I think I watched Back to the Future 18 times in the first month that it was on. How could you possibly watch a film that many times? When you're young, it doesn't seem to be a problem. The only other time that's happened, and I could watch a film again and again and it be completely different, was when I was, I guess, in my experimental times, finding myself, discovering the world, travelling through Australia. At this time, I was at a place in Byron Bay called the Arts Factory Guesthouse, and there was a cinema called The Piggery. I don't know if it was in a slaughterhouse previously or what, but it was a really interesting cinema where you kind of sat on the floor on big triangular cushions or poofs or beanbags, and you could take in your own booze or whatever else took your fancy. And I think on day one, I watched the film and I was probably a little bit drunk on a goon of wine, as they call it, a box of wine, as we call it over here. Day two, I watched the same film, and it was called Dream with the Fishes. And I was stoned, as often people were at that in that area of Australia, Byron Bay. And then on day three, I think someone had given me a pizza where the mushrooms weren't your normal kind of mushrooms, shall I say. And then day four, I went again, and for the fourth time, watched the film Dream with the Fishes, and it was, again, another completely different film. Every single day, a completely different film. I can still watch it now, actually. It's not an amazingly incredible film, but it kind of means a lot to me because of the instances and the different things I got out of it and the different eyes that I was looking at that I was using to look at that film initially. Am I drawing any parallels to the young mind, the young, very impressionable, constantly learning and evolving mind? The fact that you can do things over and over and over again. Who knows? I didn't do that much psychology at school. Nevertheless, I wish I could recapture some of that impressionable nature, because I'm getting a little bit bored of the film Up. It's a great film, but only the first 12, 13 times. Should we actually do something physical and play outside?
Yeah?
Yeah? Do you want to play outside?
Yes.
Yes. You've gone all nervous because I put a microphone in your face, haven't you?
Yeah.
You look like you're going to break into song then. Right. Out. The sun is shining.